The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Rivka Skidmore from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Flavor is about helping you live a healthier, happier lifestyle. Five ways to keep your home healthy this winter. Closing up your home during colder months isn't always the best bet, by Bridget Malin. Every year when temperature drops, homeowners and renters alike rush to seal their windows shut in an attempt to keep the cold air out. But what many people don't realize is that they're actually sealing some potentially harmful contaminants inside the house as well. Icky things like dust mites, pet dander, and mold can flare up in your home in the winter months, putting you and your family at increased risk for allergies and sickness. These risky in-home pollutants are actually always there. In fact, the EPA reports that pollution in your home can be up to 2 to 5 times higher than it is outdoors, and winter simply magnifies everything. With the windows closed for months at a time, and the heat recirculating the same air over and over, allergens and other potentially harmful particles never leave the home and are therefore able to thrive. What this means is that they're also able to affect your health. According to WebMD, the dry, cold air outside can pull moisture from your nose and mouth, which is needed to fight off bacteria and viruses, so that you're already more susceptible to illness and allergies during the winter months. So what can you do around the house to keep your contaminants at bay and your family feeling healthy? Here are 5 tips for the perfect place to start. Number 1. Let the fresh air in. At least 2 times a day, preferably once in the morning and once before bed, open up your windows for about 5 minutes. This lets fresh air enter without lowering the temperature of your home. Reduce dryness. Use a humidifier to bring some moisture back into your home. Just don't go too humid. The EPA recommends setting the humidity no higher than 50%, as dust mites, mold, and other organisms grow better in high humidity. Keep your home clean. Vacuum regularly, especially if you have wall-to-wall carpeting, a dust mite favorite. Wash your sheets at least once a week in hot water in order to kill contaminants, and change the filters in your heating system every 3 months. And bathe your pets once a week to cut down on their dander. Fix any leaks. Mold loves moisture, so if you live in an area that is frequently plagued by wet winters, Redfin suggests sealing up any leaks, and if rain and melting snow is getting in your home, stop the leak immediately. Dry up the affected area within 24 to 48 hours per the EPA's suggestion. Put off redecorating until spring. If you're planning to repaint your walls or introduce new furniture, upholstery, or carpet, winter is not the time to do it. According to Prevention magazine, these items can release risky compounds like formaldehyde and acetone when they're new, and it's much better to bring them in the home when you can leave the windows open to air out any troubling particles. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Chicken and sweet potatoes with shallots. Total time 30 minutes. Serves 4 by Kate Marker. For ingredients, you'll need 1.5 pounds of sweet potatoes, peeled and cut into 2-inch pieces, kosher salt and black pepper, 4 tablespoons of olive oil, 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, about 6 ounces each, 4 shallots sliced into thin rings, 2 tablespoons of roughly chopped rosemary. How to make it. Place the sweet potatoes in a large pot and add enough cold water to cover and bring to a boil. Add teaspoon of salt, reduce heat, and simmer until tender, 14 to 16 minutes. Reserve 1/4 cup of cooking water and drain the sweet potatoes and return them to the pot, and mash them with the reserved cooking water. Meanwhile, heat 1 tablespoon of oil in a large skillet over medium heat. Season the chicken with 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. Cook the chicken until golden brown and cooked through, about 7 to 8 minutes per side, and transfer to plates. Wipe out the skillet and heat the remaining 3 tablespoons of oil over medium-high heat. Add the shallots, rosemary, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 teaspoon of pepper and cook, stirring until the shallots are tender, 3 to 4 minutes. Then, serve the chicken with the potatoes and drizzle with the shallot mixture. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The 10 best at-home exercises and workouts without equipment. Some days, it's just really difficult to go outside, especially in the winter months. It can be rainy or cold, and the sun may already be setting by the time you get off of work. So what are you going to do to get some exercise, especially if you don't have a gym membership to rely on, or want to stay healthy and exercise at home on a budget? Here are ideas for ways you can exercise indoors at home for free or on the cheap. Jump rope. My husband recently bought a jump rope, and I couldn't help but laugh because it reminded me of elementary school. I always thought jump ropes were for little girls. Was I wrong? About 1 minute into jumping rope, I was out of breath. I only made it a few minutes, and my calves were killing me the next day. If you want a good cardio workout in a matter of minutes, try a jump rope. Stair-stepping. Stair-stepping is a great exercise to do in your home, even if you don't have a set of stairs available. Find the biggest book you own or a sturdy chair, put it in front of the TV, and step up and down while watching your favorite show. You may not work up a sweat like you would with a jump rope, but you'll be keeping your body active and healthy. The plank. If you don't have a lot of time, but you want to build up your core muscles, this exercise is for you. Get into a push-up position, but instead of bending your arms and moving down towards the floor, hold the position with your arms extended. Start off holding the position for 30 seconds, and then add an additional 10 seconds every day. See how long you can go. It's not easy. This is one of the most challenging exercises, but it's also one of the best for your core. Dancing. In college, I lived in an apartment with a bunch of girls. We would get bored with normal workouts, so we started to have dance parties. Once a week, we picked out different music and just danced to our heart's content. Dancing is an excellent way to burn calories and get your heart rate going while having fun. If you're in the privacy of your own home, there's no need to look like a pro or impress anyone. Lunges. I was in a workout class a few years ago, and one of the exercises was to do lunges down the hallway. Instead of stepping back into place, we would step forward and continue until we made it all the way down the hallway and back. I always feel the intense burn in my legs with this workout. You can do the same thing in your home. Try it whenever you go down the hall or from room to room. If that gets too easy for you, hold weights in your hands to make the lunges more challenging. Cleaning. Cleaning can be very physical, especially vacuuming and mopping. If you're unable to go out one day to ride your bike or go for a run, set up a house cleaning schedule and clean your house instead. You might as well kill two birds with one stone. Water bottle weights. If you're looking to do some arm, shoulder, and back strength training, you can make your own weights by filling up water bottles. If using water bottles becomes too easy, use milk jugs. You can tailor the exercise to your level by filling the jugs to the exact weight you need. For a greater challenge, increase the water amount just a little bit each time you work out. High knees. I love running, so I tried to run in place in my home one day when the weather was bad. And while it was great I was able to keep my body active, running in place is very awkward. My heart rate did not get very high either. Instead of running in place, I found that high knees can really get your heart pumping, especially if you go double time. To do this exercise, march in place or down a hall and bring your knees as high as they can go. Jumping jacks. This is another elementary school throwback, but it offers a great cardio workout. If you're watching a TV show, get up during the commercials and do a round of jumping jacks. And YouTube workouts. There are a lot of workout routines on YouTube. You can search workout or the specific type of workout you'd like. This eliminates the need to use DVDs, allows you to mix up what you're doing to avoid boredom and lose weight. YouTube is also great if you want to do a traditional workout with push-ups, squats, and crunches, but are unsure how to properly do those types of exercises. There are tons of videos that instruct you on how to use correct form as you exercise. I love working out at home because it takes very little preparation and zero driving. You can utilize these exercise tips when you're stuck inside on a cold winter day. If you don't want to work out at home, but the weather is not nice, head to your local mall and do power walking. Or try to sneak a workout into your day by being cognizant of your activity level. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Help around the home. This is a lovely month to prepare for your spring gardening, organize indoor spaces, and add spice with romantic decorating ideas. Want to throw a winning Super Bowl party together? Go ahead! Invite your closest friends, fill the fridge with your favorite beverage, and put the game on in your big screen. Countdown to spring. Before the outdoor season calls for your attention, make a list of your indoor projects that still need focus. Try to tick off the top priorities this month. Remember that old baking soda and vinegar volcano experiment? You can use it to clean your drains. Pour a fourth a cup of baking soda, followed by a half a cup of vinegar, and let it bubble for 20 minutes. Then rinse with hot water. For a final rinse, run cold water for 1 minute. How about handmade valentines? If you don't have a valentine for your sweetheart yet, you can easily make your own. Cut out a paper heart, draw a lipstick heart on the mirror, or simply write a quick note to your beloved today. Trust us, they'll love it. Floor cleaning tips. To keep your floors in good condition for years to come, clean all the wood floors, tile, and linoleum every week. For shiny hardwood, fill a bucket with boiling water and two tea bags. After 3 to 5 minutes, use a soft cloth, dampened only, to mop. Vacuum, wash, dust, rest. Spend 90 minutes cleaning for a fresh house all week. Open a window, throw your sheets and towels in the wash, vacuum and dust all the surfaces, and then wipe down your sinks, counters, toilets, and tubs. Replace kitchen towels and sponges. Put fresh bedding on, spritz a little air freshener, and enjoy the rest of your day. How about an outdoor tool tune-up? If the mower or blower or other power tools didn't get a tune-up and sharpening last fall, take them in for service now. Don't wait until you need them on a weekly basis. The shop is mobbed by everyone else's tools later in the spring. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Gooey lemon souffle pudding cakes, served 6. This may be a fresh and light lemon dessert, but you'll be completely satisfied. With its ooey-gooey and slightly warm pudding on the bottom and souffle-like cake on top, this treat is a dream come true. You'll need 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, softened, a cup of granulated sugar, divided, 3 large eggs at room temperature, 1 tablespoon of lemon zest, 1/4 a cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 a teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of milk, 2/3 cup freshly squeezed lemon juice, about 4 to 5 lemons, depending on the size, 2 tablespoons confectioner's sugar for garnish. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and position the oven rack in the middle of the oven. Grease 4 to 6 ramekins, depending on the size, and place in a roasting pan. Meanwhile, bring 8 to 10 cups of water to a simmer. In the bowl of your stand mixer, fixed with the paddle attachment, cream together the butter and the sugar. Omit 2 tablespoons of sugar and set aside for use with the egg whites later. Mix for about 2 to 3 minutes. Once the butter and sugar have come together, you should have a grainy but combined mixture. Separate the egg yolks and the egg whites into separate bowls. Add 1 egg yolk at a time to the sugar mixture until fully mixed in. Add lemon zest and incorporate. Next, add the flour, salt, and continue stirring until fully mixed in. Add your milk and lemon juice and mix. The mixture will be somewhat liquidy. If using a stand mixer for the next step, transfer to another bowl or clean the mixer bowl well. In another bowl, or the bowl of the stand mixer fitted with a whisk attachment, beat your egg whites until soft peaks form. Sprinkle in the remaining 2 tablespoons of sugar and beat until stiff peaks form. Using a rubber spatula, very gently fold egg whites into the egg yolk mixture, making sure no big egg white chunks remain. Ladle the batter into prepared ramekins until almost full. Fill your roasting pan with simmering water until it comes halfway up the ramekins. Place in the oven and bake for 30 to 40 minutes. The cakes should have risen and may have a few light cracks on the surface and are lightly golden. Don't let them become brown. Remove from the oven and place on wire racks to cool for 10 minutes, and then sprinkle with confectioner's sugar. You can use any size of baking dish or bowl for this recipe. I used oven-safe dessert bowls and got generous portions. Bake cakes for 30 minutes for smaller individual servings, or 40 to 45 if making in one large baking dish. The desserts can be made ahead of time and reheated in the microwave the next day. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Easy home hacks that'll blow your mind. Save time, spare your sanity, by Sarah Crow. Whether you rent or own, odds are maintaining your home takes up a significant portion of time on a daily basis. In fact, taking care of a home, from cleaning to cooking to maintenance, takes the average American an average of 111 minutes, or 2 hours every day. Perhaps more shocking is the cost of outsourcing these tasks. According to the recent study from Bankrate, Americans will shell out $2,000 to have someone else tackle these chores. Fortunately, the solution to your household woes doesn't have to include spending huge amounts of cash or time that you don't have to solve them. We've rounded up easy home hacks that'll save you time, money, and most importantly, your sanity along the way. Turn magazine holders into space-saving storage. If you're looking to store anything from office supplies to cans, but hate the messy look of plastic bins, try using a magazine holder instead. Wire mesh magazine holders are the perfect size to keep your smaller goods in order while making them easy to find. clean your blender with dish soap. Anyone who'd ever attempted to clean a blender knows how perilous doing so can be. After all, you're sticking your hand into a pitcher of knives. The solution? Add a little dish soap to your machine, pour in 2 cups of warm water, and blend. That caked-on crime is a thing of the past. Line the edges of a caulked area with painter's tape. There are a few things that make a tub or a window look less presentable than a messy line of caulk. To ensure you always have a perfectly caulked surface every time, use painter's tape on either side of where the caulk will go, and voila! No mess and a professional-looking job. Drill a hole in the bottom of your trash can to keep your bags from sticking. There are a few things more frustrating than trying to remove a garbage bag from your can, only to find out it's holding on for dear life. Simply drill a small hole in the bottom of your trash can, and you'll prevent that vacuum-like seal that makes the bag stick. Prevent your doors from locking with a rubber band. If you have easily locked doors or clever pets or children, you know how easy it is to find yourself locked out of a room. Fortunately, all it takes is a rubber band to keep those doors from locking. Simply loop it around one doorknob, twist over the latch bolt so it's pressed into the door, and loop the other end of the band on the other doorknob. Use stick-up LEDs to illuminate your dark cabinets. If you're dealing with a less-than-ideal kitchen, especially one that's particularly dark, use some LED lights to brighten your setup. Instead of installing pricey under-the-cabinet lighting, a few stick-up LEDs can illuminate your countertops for virtually little money. Use towel-wrapped tongs to clean your blinds. Having a hard time getting all the dust off your blinds? All it takes is a few items you already have in your home to get them clean. Simply wrap dish towels around either side of a pair of tongs and secure with rubber bands. Slide the tongs between the slats and voila, dust-free blinds. Put down masking tape before nailing into plaster walls. While plaster walls may offer better soundproofing than drywall, they're not without their own problems, particularly when you're trying to hang something on them. But all it takes is a little tape to fix the issue. Before you nail a hole in your wall, first put down a small square of masking tape or painter's tape over the area you'll be placing your nail. That way, when you nail into the plaster, it's unlikely to flake or spread dust, and may even prevent future cracks down the line. Keep your door from hitting the wall by covering the knob with a tennis ball. If you live with someone who seems incapable of opening a door gently, there's a quick and easy solution to save your sanity and your walls. Simply cut a slit in a tennis ball, wrap it around the offending knob, and when it hits the wall, it'll bounce right off rather than leaving that indentation. Hang a painting on hinges to conceal an unsightly alarm system. While alarm systems can give you peace of mind, they're not always pleasant to look at. If you want to make them blend in seamlessly to your existing decor, all it takes is a piece of art and some hinges. Attach one side of a pair of hinges to the frame of a painting, and the other side to the wall near your alarm panel, and you've got an easy way to cover it while keeping it accessible. Organize pot and pan lids with a magazine rack. There's no denying that pot and pan lids take up more than their fair share of space in cabinets. The solution? Use a vertical wire magazine rack to keep them organized on the inside of your cabinet door. What about removing small scratches on furniture with toothpaste? Small scratches in the finish of your furniture can happen to the best of us. However, before you go spending hundreds to get the piece refinished, simply use some toothpaste to get it out. Using a pea-sized of non-gel paste, rub the scratch in a circular motion until it buffs out, and then clean the remainder with a damp towel. You can use mason jars to store your excess paint. Paint cans are cumbersome, unsightly, and if improperly hammered, not the best way to keep your paint fresh. If you want to keep excess paint out without having to store an entire bulky can, use a mason jar instead. Pour the paint in, make sure the lid is screwed on tight for a mess-free alternative to your aluminum cans. Use the second shower rod to store your toiletries. Instead of letting your sponges, loofahs, and toiletries languish in your damp shower, inevitably becoming a breeding ground for bacteria. Hang them up. Install a secondary tension rod in your shower. Attach some mesh bags on S-hooks to keep your supplies from getting waterlogged. Store your plastic wipes in disinfecting wipes container. We all know the struggle. You forget reusable bags at home, end up with 100 plastic ones, after a single trip to the grocery store. However, tossing them in the trash isn't a responsible move. There's an easy way to keep them on hand for when you need them, but otherwise out of sight. After you've finished using a container of disinfecting wipes, put your trash bags in it and pull them out as needed. Hang cumbersome utensils on hooks inside of cabinets. There are a few things more likely to make a kitchen drawer permanently stuck than the stray spatula. Rather than taking the risk, attach some adhesive hooks on the inside of a cabinet door and hang them instead. Make your rugs non-slip by adding a line of caulk on the bottom. Your rug may be a surprising source of peril in your home. In fact, according to research from the CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, rugs and carpets cause about 37,000 falls among senior citizens every year. To help mitigate some of the risk they cause, simply add a few lines of caulk to the back of your rug to prevent them from slipping. Clean a messy ceramic cooktop with a magic eraser. Ceramic cooktops may seem like a convenient alternative to gas ranges, but they're not always easier to clean. With razors generally assumed to be the go-to cool tool for making them shine, fortunately, there's an easier solution, a magic eraser. This gritty sponge can get those caked-on messes off with just a few swipes without potentially perilous razor treatment. Wrap a rubber band around the neck of a soap dispenser. If you have little ones who think that every hand-washing session merits a cup of soap, or particularly germ-conscious spouse or roommate, this trick can save you serious cash. Wrapping a rubber band around the neck of a soap dispenser slows its flow, meaning you'll get an appropriate amount of soap with every pump rather than running through the bottle every week. Freeze your pillowcases before hopping into bed at night. On particularly hot nights, it often feels like there's no way to get comfortable. Luckily, you can still cool off without having central air. Simply spritz your pillowcases with a tiny bit of water and freeze for 20 minutes before putting it on your pillow, helping you stay cool even on the hottest night.
Run out of time for today's episode of Flavor. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Rivka Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Flavor.